You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. This is for people who own, manage, and love senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules, come to share our passion and to learn more about caring for our senior equids. Our guest today is Dr. Chelsea Huseman, talking to us about physiologic changes in senior equids. I'm your host, Kim Brown, editorial director of My Senior Horse. We launched the global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this biweekly podcast, articles on the MySeniorHorse.com website, videos, and much more. Dr. Huseman has a PhD in animal science from Texas A&M University, where she is the associate professor and extension horse specialist in the Department of Animal Science. She serves the state of Texas by disseminating equine education developed through research, and she provides leadership for field and campus faculty, departmental, and extension personnel in the development, implementation, and evaluation of extension education programs relevant to the horse. Dr. Huseman conducts research in the areas of skeletal adaptation to exercise, equine reproduction management, and technological advancements in education. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Huseman.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. I'm excited to be here and talk about a topic that's near and dear to many of us, and that's our senior equine companions.
That's right. Well, let's start out by just going over a basic term. What do you mean by physiologic changes when you're talking about aging equids?
That's a great question. Sometimes I get tripped up even spelling that word, physiologic. So let's define it a little bit. Really, what we're referring to is the natural shifts that occur in an equine's body as it ages. So this can include things like changes in metabolism, muscle tone, joint flexibility, immune function, and really even how their organs perform. So just like humans, these changes can affect how a horse feels, how they move, or how they respond to their environment. As horse owners, we're doing great to recognize these shifts early, which helps us then provide better care and improve the quality of life of these seniors.
And what are some of the common physiologic changes that owners and managers should recognize? And are there ways for us to help manage our senior equids to help them age more gracefully?
Absolutely. Some of the more common changes include things like weight loss or weight gain. Mostly weight loss, but we do have some citizens who tend to gain weight in their older age. Dental issues is a big one. And then, of course, things like decreased muscle mass, stiffness, and arthritis. And then also slower recovery from illness or injury tends to plague our older horses. So it's kind of to give you a rundown, and we can talk about each of these a little bit more in depth, but the things that we want to do to help them age better is providing that regular dental care and checkups, which is something, you know, important their entire life, not just when they get older. We also probably have to adjust their nutrition so that we can meet their changing needs, especially if they're related to metabolic changes. We'll want to maintain a consistent exercise routine to support mobility within those older horses, and then also joint support, you know, whether that might be through supplements or medications when needed throughout that aging process. But most importantly, the best thing we can do to help them is just monitoring them closely. Small changes really can signal bigger issues, and it's important that we get on top of those pretty quick with the aging horse.
Well, could you maybe give us an example when you're talking about evaluating and observing these horses and noticing subtle changes, maybe what some of those would be?
Yeah, a lot of that can be related to mobility, but then also expression of the horse. We have one of our older horses that really changes in his facial structures when you can tell that he's uncomfortable or in pain. You might see like his nose wrinkle up a little bit more, his eyes look a little bit duller, and that's usually our indication that something's bothering him. But certainly mobility changes to horses that slow down or they have a harder time getting up and getting down. Maybe they're using their tail less often to swish flies. Those are all kind of telltale signs that, you know, the horse is aging and may be uncomfortable and need intervention.
Well, and I know we're talking about physiologic changes, but I know what you're talking about here with, you know, slowing down, maybe noticing some things. I had noticed that one of our geldings, he and this mule had been together for years and years and in our herd. And then I noticed one day that the mule was running the horse off of this gelding, off of the hay piles. And I'm like, okay, that's different.
Yeah, and the roles within our herd at home too, we have older horses because we have little boys that are learning to ride. So we've got steady eddies for them.
Amen.
And yes, they're good horses. And we have kind of watched that herd hierarchy shift around. We actually have a younger horse in his early teens out there, and he was always the low man on the totem pole. But as our older guy, who was the top dog, has aged and slowed down, the young man, the younger horse has, you know, kind of moved in, not necessarily in a beat down kind of I'm the boss way, but like I'm going to take care of the older boss horse because he no longer can lead the herd. So it's really interesting to watch those dynamics change as horses' physiologic conditions change.
Yeah, and that's such a great point, because sometimes we don't think about behavior and herd dynamics going along with physical changes, but it really does.
Yeah, it really does. They go hand in hand. So some of those physiological changes, you know, to dive in a little bit deeper, I love talking about dental care. It's a big one. And like I had mentioned, it's big across the whole life of the horse, not just when they're older, but the older ones can definitely develop dental issues. So they can get things like uneven wear, loose teeth, or have difficulty chewing. And so ideally, regular dental exams would happen every 6 to 12 months for those older ones. And this really helps us to prevent some of that weight loss that they might be experiencing or discomfort. And of course, if anything changes for the worse with teeth, that increases our chances for colic greatly. This definitely requires veterinary checkups and a good working relationship with your veterinarian to monitor those changes with the teeth and adjust as much as possible.
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antech Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them. Are physiologic changes different from horses versus ponies versus donkeys versus mules? I mean, do they kind of all come along the same, or have you noticed something over the years that is a little different in those asses versus horses?
Yeah, there's definitely some differences. Donkeys and mules tend to age a bit more slowly, and they often hide signs of discomfort better than horses or ponies. Donkeys, for example, are more prone to hoof issues like laminitis, since they metabolize feed a little differently, which means they often require specialized low-calorie diets, especially as they age. Mules, you know, being a hybrid, they typically inherit the hardiness of donkeys, but still experience joint and dental issues similar to horses. And ponies, on the other hand, they are particularly prone to obesity. Yeah. So as they age and become less active, you know, their little efficient metabolism served them well when they were younger, or maybe even in harsher environments. But now in our, you know, modern management systems, they can experience obesity, especially through aging, which, you know, increases their risk of insulin resistance or laminitis and other metabolic disorders. So weight management is a big consideration when managing ponies.
Oh, that's a great point. And I mean, in your situation, you were talking about having the older horses for your kids. And that's what we are finding, that a lot of people, either they've been out of horses for a long time, or they've brought some older horses in to help their kids, you know, start getting used to riding and having a trusty old soul. Do you have any tips for our listeners or advice about dealing with some of these physiologic changes that maybe we've had young horses and have been competing, and, you know, now we've got the older folks around the farm?
Yeah, I would say kind of going back to managing the teeth, but then also the nutrition as well. Those are two big considerations in taking care of our older guys. If I could share a story with you about our beloved senior Nash, before retiring with us, he served proudly at the Texas A&M Parsons Mounted Cavalry, and he carried student cadets for many years, yes. But he now enjoys a peaceful retirement with us in our pasture with his buddies. But recently, during a routine dental exam, our vet discovered that Nash had developed diastema, which is basically gaps between the molars that traps food. And this can lead to problems like gum inflammation or periodontal disease or even tooth loss. So he's a prime example of, you know, checking those teeth regularly and often is really important to ward off any what is potentially small, but turning into big issues. The longer we can keep those teeth in their mouth, the better off they are to be able to chew, feed, and maintain weight and sustain a longer life.
Yeah, and I think your point on teeth and nutrition, I mean, I've had to change a little bit of the type, not just the low starch or, you know, different types of feed, but, the kind of feed so that, you know, some of the seniors who, you know, they don't chew as well as they used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Some of those senior feeds are, you know, specialized for chewing and digestion. So things that are pelleted or extruded are easier for the horse to break down. Certainly higher fiber is important for supporting their gut health. And then having things like fortified vitamins and minerals can also help, because as the horse ages, just like in humans, they have a reduced absorption within the gut. And so having some of that available at high as a quality source of ingredients is very important for their digestive health.
Yeah, and I want to encourage our listeners that, you know, you can talk to your local nutritionist. You can talk to folks at your local university and your extension agents. My poor extension agent, when I lived in Kentucky, she and I were, you know, knew each other's phone numbers. So it was,
that's good.
So your extension agents are a valuable resource. And a lot of times they'll have educational programs, like we mentioned, some of the ones Dr. Huseman puts on for either yourselves or your children. And mm-hmm. that's a great way to get some of this information.
Yeah, absolutely. As our horses age, and you know, with the current issue of having less large animal veterinarians mm-hmm. out there in the U.S., especially equine veterinarians, it just really emphasizes the importance of getting a relationship established, so that as you go into these older years with the horse, you're prepared and you have a professional on your side that can help you work through some of those issues that might come up in those final years.
Well, that's great. Now, do you have any other tips or advice for our listeners?
I do. A couple things to consider, especially with our older horses. Sometimes it can be tempting to want to jump into the supplement game. And I would just really encourage the listeners to work closely with their veterinarians in that. Supplements can be very helpful, but they can also be detrimental if they lead to an imbalance, especially in the diet, if we're talking about nutritional supplements. But some of our horses, as they age and, like I mentioned, start to develop arthritis, they may need supplements or medication that help manage mm-hmm. some of those arthritic conditions. If I could tell a story about Nash again, when we got him, he was slowing down after a couple years with us. We gave him a lot of rest and relaxation. He started slowing down. And so after consulting with our vet, we decided to start him on Equiox, which is a daily pain management medication for arthritis in horses. And the transformation was incredible. I almost felt a little bad for how much of a difference I had saw that we had maybe waited too long, but his movement improved, his demeanor brightened, and, you know, his overall expression just really told us that what we needed to know, and that was that we made the right decision. So, you know, that stuff is a real possibility as you start to manage those horses, but it is going to take work with your veterinarian to figure out what's mm-hmm. the best plan for them. But I would always encourage people to stay proactive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Equines thrive when we anticipate their needs rather than react to problems. So building that relationship with your veterinarian, your farrier, your equine dentist, something I do because it kind of forces me to be proactive. I keep a journal of my horse's condition. So like a monthly weight, if I notice any changes in behavior or appetite. And that's just because I'm a busy working mom. So I generally, if I don't force myself to put it in writing, it may not happen. So that might be something that listeners could do to help just manage that horse and to catch those small changes as they pop up.
Oh, what a great idea. And, you know, that when you talk about a journal, you can have a notebook, you can jot them in the notes of your phone. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do that today.
Yeah, I actually take profile pictures of my horses, and then it helps me to see changes in their body condition score. Because, again, if you see that horse every day, you don't always notice those changes. But when you look at a month-old picture, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm seeing a little bit more ribs, or I see him losing muscle tone over the hindquarters, things like that, you can see much better.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Well, Dr. Huseman, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about these physiologic changes.
Thank you, Kim. It's been a pleasure to share this time with you and your listeners.
Well, we hope we can get you back sometime to maybe talk to us about some other things and let us know how Nash is doing. We would like to encourage our listeners to sign up for the weekly newsletter at myseniorhorse.com so you can be the first to get to know the information that's coming out on our website. And if you have any comments or suggestions about senior horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules that you would like to have discussed on this podcast or delved into for the content of myseniorhorse.com, send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter K, Brown, at equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.